Sure can. Thank you.
All right. So we can go ahead and get started here. So I'm joined over the phone today with the U.S. Senator representing Minnesota, Tina Smith. So good to talk to you again.
Thank you, Larissa. I'm glad to talk with you, too.
So I understand that you are introducing something to do with housing, right?
Yes, that's right. I know that you and I have talked quite a bit about the challenges that we have in communities, especially small towns and rural communities, with a lack of housing and especially housing that's affordable for people who have, don't have high wage jobs, seniors who are living on a fixed income. So this legislation I'm pretty excited about it. It's a significant piece of bipartisan legislation to improve rural housing programs at the USDA. It's going to cut through some red tape and improve and modernize the program to help boost the supply of affordable housing in rural communities, including tribal communities.
Right, and I've spoken with some people who are involved in like the housing industry and stuff, and it can get really expensive for developers to build affordable housing to the government standards, right?
That is exactly right. And the meanwhile, we have over through this USDA Rural Housing Program, we have over 10,000 apartments, affordable apartments across Minnesota in 82 of our 87 counties. And if we don't do something, we're going to be losing these affordable rentals. So we want to protect the affordable housing that we have while we're also trying to cut through the red tape to make it easier to build new housing. And that's where this legislation comes in, to address some of the longstanding challenges that just make it difficult for bankers to work with the program and for people who are renting to be able to have some flexibility in how they use their rental assistance to have a good place to live.
Right, and I have applied for a Section 8 voucher, and by the time I got approved for one, I made too much money.
Yeah, this is such a terrible problem there. And there's, as you say, for the Section 8 housing choice vouchers, sometimes the waiting list is so long that you never have any hope of getting to the front of the line. And
right.
It's just unacceptable. People need a safe, decent, affordable place to live.
And let's talk a little bit about what happens when affordable housing, reaches like the end of its life. Can you explain that a little bit? Like when affordable housing is built, it's, affordable housing for so many years, right? Before it can go to fair market price?
That's exactly right. If a building, an apartment building, for example, is financed through this rural housing program, the units in it need to stay affordable for people who live in the community. But then when that mortgage expires, what happens to that building? Well, there's two things that could happen. One is it could just fall into complete disrepair and we would lose the places for people to live altogether. Or somebody could buy it and fix it up and then it's no longer affordable. And what we want to do is to help protect those units, keep them available for people. And even if that old USDA mortgage has matured, it's a 30-year mortgage and it's now matured, that people could still use their rental assistance to live in that building. So think about this in terms of how it would help a senior who's living on a fixed income or an individual who might be living with a disability and has a very low income, or somebody who's working in a job that just doesn't, cover the rent. In Minnesota, if you were working in a minimum wage job, you'd have to work 80 hours a week, 80 hours a week in order to be able to afford a two-bedroom apartment in most parts of our state. And so that's a big problem.
Right. And the minimum wage was initially established so people could have a living wage. But it doesn't seem like that's the case so much anymore. But maybe that's a discussion for next time.
That's right.
All right,
that's
Senator
right.
Smith. Well,
Thank
thanks
you
for
so
taking
much.
The time.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.